اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
So, respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us again. Again, we are here, inshallah, practicing the rules of Tanween and نون ساكين.
نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا مشرقا وهدى من الرحمن يهدينا به للصالحات وللمكارم والتقى.
So the rule, the way we pronounce the إقلاب is if a نون ساكين or تنوين is followed by the letter ba, it is converted into a hidden meme. Hidden meme, okay? What's separating between lips? Little, tiny space, okay? Little space. And the rear should make ghunna sound. Min ba'adi ghunna means the nasal sound. Comes from the noise, the nose. Min ba'adi fa'anbatna fa'anbatna. فَأَنْبَتْنَا. It's clear, right? Next ayah. لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. How do you say this? لَنَسْفَعَنْ تَنْوِين بِالنَّاسِيَةِ لَرَبْهَا. لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. How do you say this? لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. نَسْفَعًا. Right? Say this ayah.
لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
That's right. That's right. Ali Nasir. لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
Make sure it should not be complete meme. لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاسِ. No, the lips must not go on the top of each other. Just, there should be a tiny space, okay?
Yes.
Do it again. لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
A sound between noon and meme. Not noon, not meme.
Meme.
Say it again.
لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ.
Try to produce the sound from your nose, not from mouth. Actually, we have ikhfa as well here.
Yes.
Look, you're hiding the noon sound and producing a half meme sound.
Yes.
Ikhfa as well. Ikhfa means to hide. لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. Okay, next example. يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ.
Yes.
يَوْمَئِذٍ. Tanween. بجهنم starts with ba. How do you say?
يوم إذن بجهنم.
Okay.
يوم إذن بجهنم.
يوم إذن بجهنم. So, Ali Nasir.
يوم إذن بجهنم.
أحسن. This was a nice one. يوم إذن بجهنم. Okay. So, Alhamdulillah, إقلاب is clear, right? So, in the Surah Al-Ghashiya, let's go on. Let's see if we have any example for Izhar and an example for Iqlab. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll go through the Idgham, which is very important and one of the most important ones. Then, inshallah, we'll go through the ikhfa as well, okay? So, in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, if you are, we'll go and recite this surah, inshallah, and apply the rules, okay? So far, the rule Ilhar and Iqlab that we have studied, okay? If we found any example for Ilhar, we'll tell you, and for Iqlab as well, we will tell you, okay? I think we do not have any example for Iqlab here, but for Ilhar, we have a lot of examples. Ready, inshallah?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
خاشعة okay so in وجوه تنوين yes. then after تنوين
yeah
yeah, yeah.
Idgham,
but we do not have idhar.
Yes.
Idgham, we have not studied, but you know, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So, yawma idhin,
khosh'a.
Idhin, tanween, after tanween,
khosh'a.
Rule letter, right?
Yes.
Which rule?
Idhar.
Izno, idho, idhar.
Idhar.
Idhar. So, how do you say this? وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
عاملة ناصبة
عاملة ناصبة
أحسن We have here تنوين right in this ayah عاملة ناصبة but we do not have The throat letters or iqlab letter, yes? We have no tanween, we have. Tanween, we have, okay? Amilatun, that's tanween. Tanween is merged with nun. Amilatun nasiba, it's idgham. Inshallah, we'll talk about it. Tasla naran hamiya.
Tasla naran hamiya.
Do we have any example?
Yes.
Tanween. Naran. Next letter.
Ha.
Ha. Finally, we found an example for the letter ha.
Throat letter.
Yeah, throat letter. So.
Yes.
Tasla naran hamia.
Tasla naran hamia.
Look, we do not merge the tanween to ha sound. We do not hide the tanween. Okay. We do not change it to meme. Nothing.
No
Just
rule.
Clearly. Yeah. No rule. Yeah, clearly. Just clearly pronounce the letter. The tanween sound.
Yes.
Tasla naran hamia.
Tasla naran hamia.
Tusqa min aynin aniya.
Tusqa min aynin aniya.
Any rule?
Yes.
What rule?
Izhar.
Izhar. And which letters? Oh, we have two examples for nun sakin as well. For tanween as well.
Yes.
Nice ayah. So where is the nun sakin?
Min.
Min
and ayin.
Ayn. Comes the letter ayin comes after nun sakin, right?
Yes.
Min, ayin. Then nin, ayinin, tanween, then?
Hamza.
Hamza.
Hamza. So in both of the nun sakin and tanween, we have the rule idhar. We have the root letter after them. So we say, we do not read this way. تسقى من عين آنية or we do not merge them تسقى من عين آنية no okay
yes.
we just clearly
Pronounce.
Say the tanween yes. or nun ساكن تسقى من عين آنية
تسقى من عين آنية
alhamdulillah that's easy right
yes
okay ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
Okay. إلا من ضريع. طعام إلا من ضريع. So we have تنوين. Where? Ta'amun. What is the next letter?
Hamza.
Second step is to look at the next letter. So Hamza. Third step?
Apply.
Apply the rule. What rule?
Izhar.
Why? Idhar. Because Hamza is from?
Throat letters.
So Izhar.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Yes.
Is Alif and Hamza the same?
Yeah.
So we consider Alif to its seven letters.
No. Alif, I said Alif does not have like Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. That's why. And also when Hamza, I told you, when Hamza comes after, when Hamza comes on the top
so
or beneath
Alif,
it is Hamza.
If Alif has Harakah, it means it's Hamza.
Yeah, if it has Harakah, it is Hamza. In level two, we studied Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata'ah. Okay? So that was all about. Inshallah, if our brothers and sisters having any question on Hamza and Alif, refer to the audios of level 2, inshallah, okay? You can find the sessions of Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata. So listen to them, inshallah. If you had any question, you can ask us. So, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ.
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
Okay, طعام. We have إظهار rule here. من ضريع. نون ساكن. But do we have throat letter?
No.
So we do not pay attention to this.
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
So we do not have Izhar rule here. We have Tanween, we have Nuni Sakin, but not
throat letters.
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة.
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة.
أحسن. We have Tanween, but
not throat letters.
لسعيها راضية.
لسعيها راضية.
Okay, we have Tanween, but
Not throat letters.
راضية, yes?
Yes.
But when we stop, it changes to sukun.
Yes.
So we don't have any Tanween.
في جنة عالية.
في جنة عالية.
أحسنتم, okay. جنة Natin Tanween.
Yes.
Starts with the Ayn. Ayn is the throat letter. The rule?
Idhuhar.
So what happens if a Tanween comes after Nun Sakin?
Tanween comes after Nun Sakin. So Nun Sakin will be merged to Tanween maybe. But I have not seen such a word, okay? Such a word. But if we have, because Nun Sakin is there, Tanween is as well the same as Nun, okay? Because we have two Sakin letters here. Look, Tanween means Nun Sakin then. Arabic is all about the sounds, a, e, u. If they do not have this a, e, u, okay, it's difficult for them to say. It's not possible, maybe, okay? But if we found such words, okay, we look, okay? If it's a noon, idgham is, of course, because noon is yarmalun letters, we apply the rule idgham, okay?
Yes.
So, alhamdulillah, in this ayah as well, fi jannatin aliyah, we had an idhar example. Inshallah, in the coming session, time is now up. Inshallah, the next session, we will go through the idgham rule, okay? And also Surah Al-Ghashiyah, because a lot of examples we have. We'll come back and start from the beginning of Surah Al-Ghashiyah, inshallah, okay? And apply the rule, idgham. Then we'll go to the next surahs or any other ayah. So thank you so much for being with us. Stay with us, inshallah, for the next sessions. Because it's very important, idgham is there and ikhfa is there, okay? So, see you inshallah in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network, especially and most importantly to
students
of Sevier International Schools. And yes, that's it for this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن